When gangs started to attacking us back, basically, they killed 87 people in 3 days, which for a country of 6 million people, it's crazy. It was very hard to win. And then when we won, since we even didn't have simultaneous parliamentary elections, we actually went to the executive branch, totally opposed to the legislative branch and the judicial branch. So they control the Supreme Court, and they control 90% of the legislative body. So I had to veto everything, and they override my vetoes, and they approved over 70 laws that I veto. And everything that we do, Supreme Court, is unconstitutional, unconstitutional, unconstitutional. Yeah. So we went to the people and said, "No, we cannot work like this. We need a majority in Congress. We need a huge majority in Congress because we not only need to approve laws, we need to get all these people out. And the only way to get it out democratically and respecting the rules of the system is if we get a huge, immense majority in Congress, right? Because Congress can fire anybody, even the president."
Yes.
So people gave us the huge majority. And it was hard because they still control the Electoral Tribunal as of today. That's why our election was recognized by all the countries in the world, because they know the Electoral Tribunal is controlled by the opposition still.
It's the only thing that's controlled.
It's the only thing. And we have lived like that, so that validates and legitimizes everything else. But the thing is that in 2021, when we went to congressional elections, we carried a super majority that they said it was impossible, because the system was designed so you cannot get a supermajority. But we got it. We got more than that. And then with that supermajority, there is an article in the Constitution that allows the supermajority in Congress to fire the Supreme Court justices. So our party fired the Supreme Court justices when they got the majority. They fired the Attorney General, which I couldn't. I mean, in the states, the president appoints the Attorney General. Here is Congress. Congress elects the Attorney General. Congress fires the Attorney General. But you need two-thirds of Congress to fire an Attorney General. So we got 75% of Congress.
But you stay within the rules the whole time.
We have never not respected a single rule. That's also a narrative that they want to, but they cannot point out a single thing that was done by not respecting the rules that were written by them. Because the rules are written by people. It's not like, oh, these rules were, given by God. These rules were written by people. But still, we respected all the rules that were written by them.
Did you ever worry they would try and put you in jail?
Well, they did. Even when I was president. I mean, even already in the presidency, they tried to impeach me. They say I wasn't. There's an article in the Constitution that says Congress can actually fire the president if he's not fit to lead. They say that I wasn't fit to lead, and they tried to impeach me because of that. But there was such a, I mean, the people were like, they feared that the people would like rise up against them or something.
Well, it's a fair concern given your
Yes.
majority.